the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you another beautiful song today and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the Gospel of John as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. But before that, I want to remind you that if you especially like a sermon, a message on any particular day, just contact us. We're happy to send you that day's program on CD. We just ask that you enclose a gift of at least $5 when you ask for one of the daily messages. Right now, let's hear "My Faith Has Found a Resting Place," and then Dr. Green.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His words for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me.
Enough for me that Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I came to Him, He'll never cast me out.
My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood.
I need no other argument, I need no other plea.
It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me.
Dear Heavenly Father, lead us now as we study Thy Word for Jesus' sake. We ask it in His precious name and for His glory and honor and praise. Amen. Now turn to John 8. John 8. And we'll read another, "Verily, verily." In John 8:31, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed in Him, If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, We be Abraham's seed, we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Now, this is a tremendous truth set forth in these verses that I have just read. Now, in this eighth chapter, in verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now, Jesus is life. Now, notice in John 3:19, this is condemnation, that light is come into the world. Light. Jesus is the light. He is the true light. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Follow me, and you'll not walk in darkness, but you'll walk in the light of life. Now, he is the water of life. He's the bread of life. He is the light of life. He is life. He is life. Now, the Pharisees said, thou bearest record thyself, thy record is not true. Now, that's verse 13, John 8:13. John 8:13. The Pharisees said to Jesus, now this is a hypocrite's way of calling you a liar. A hypocrite, a Pharisee, doesn't have the nerve or the backbone to walk up and look you in the face and say you are a common liar. No, but here's what they did. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And they said, you bear record of yourself and your record's not true. So if Jesus bore record that was not true, he was a liar. But they didn't have nerve enough to say it. You see, they were supposed to be great religious leaders. Now, in verse 32, Jesus said to the same crowd, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The same bunch said to Jesus, we be Abraham's seed. We are Abraham's seed. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Now, in verse 34, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sins is servant of sin. Now, Jesus knew the hearts of these men, and he knew that they were sinners, and he knew that they had called him a liar when he said, I am the light of the world. And they said, you bear witness of yourself, and your witness is not true. And certainly all liars shall have their part in hell, according to Revelation 21:8. So Jesus is saying here that whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Then he said, if the Son shall set you free, verse 36, ye shall be free indeed. Now, watch what he says. I know that thou art Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. Now, that's murder. They would have killed him if they had not been cowards. They would have called him a common liar if they had not been cowards. They said over here in a nice, sweet, religious way, you bear record of yourself and your record's not true. That's just calling him a lie. That's all. Now, Jesus said, you seek to kill me. Now, watch what he said. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Now, why were these men attempting to kill Jesus? What had he done to them? Now, listen, beloved. What had Jesus done? Had he broken into their homes and taken their valuables? Had he murdered one of their children? Had he committed terrible sin in the community? Had he broken up homes and wrecked lives in the community? Certainly not. He fed the hungry, he healed the sick, he opened the eyes of the blind, he unstopped the ears of the deaf, he caused those who could not speak to talk, he caused those who could not walk to walk, and beloved, he went everywhere doing good, healing the sick and raising the dead. Now, why do they want to kill him? Simply because he said, my word hath no place in you. My word. The word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my pathway. The word is the water. The word is the bread. The word is the light. The word is spirit, and the word is life. And the word of God had no place in them. Now he goes right on down. And he said, you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. I told you the truth, I heard it from God, and you're trying to kill me because I told you the truth. All right. Now watch this verse where we have the double verily. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin. He that committeth sin is a servant of sin. Now, I want you to turn, please, if you will, to Romans chapter 7. In Romans chapter 6, rather, and I want us to read verse 7 first. In Romans 6 and verse 7. You say, Brother Green, according to what you preach, and according to the verse of scripture that we're studying today, we're all going to hell. You say, Mr. Green, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You say, Mr. Green, that there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. You say, Mr. Green, that you are not sinless perfect, that you make mistakes. And Jesus said, Mr. Green, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say, and whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Verse 34. Now then, we read in Romans chapter 6 and verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin. He that is dead is freed from sin. Now wait just a minute. I want to show you something. And if I can get this across to you today, you'll be the happiest Christian you've ever been in all your life. I said you'd be the happiest Christian, not the happiest hypocrite. Not the happiest sinner. I said the happiest Christian. I tell you what, let's do. Let's begin reading with verse 1 in Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Dead to sin. Read on. Know ye not so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ? Well, Mr. Green, do you believe in water salvation? I certainly do not. Do you believe salvation saves, baptism saves us? I certainly do not. Then, Mr. Green, what does it mean when it says, so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? What does that mean? Means exactly what it says. Means exactly what it says. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and it's not water. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and it's not water. You know what a man told me not so long ago? I was in a certain church for just a service, and you know what a dear preacher told me? He said one of the leading Baptist ministers in the city heard me make a statement similar to that, and he said, oh, how I wish Brother Green had not said that. Oh, how I wish Brother Green had not said that. Did you know there are Baptist people in the United States? I mean Baptists. I'm talking about Baptists. I'm a Baptist. I'm an independent Baptist. Did you know there are Baptists who believe that the baptism saves you? Did you know that? Did you know that? My friend, if you depend on baptism to go to heaven, you'll go to hell just as sure as you're listening to my voice. If you're depending on baptism to take you to heaven, you'll burn in the lake of fire just as sure as you're listening to me. Baptism does not save us, and this is not water baptism. Now, what does it mean? Read 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, and we've all been made to drink into one Spirit. There is one Lord, that's Jesus, one faith, that's the faith, once for all delivered unto saints, one baptism, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Sure, I've been baptized in water. Certainly, I've been baptized in water, and you should be. But I was baptized in water simply because water baptism signifies that you are already saved. You've died, you're buried, you're raised. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Now, do you think water baptism, God bless you, kills the old man and sin? Read on. And like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, that's what Paul meant when Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life I now live in the flesh. The life I live in the flesh. So Paul said, the flesh is not Paul. The flesh is the house that Paul lives in. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And of course, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, and the word of God in you. The bread, the word, the bread, the water, the light, the word. Read on. knowing this, this is Romans 6:6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Our old man is crucified. Now, what is the old man? What is the old man? You say the flesh. I beg your pardon, friend. I beg your pardon. Flesh is the tabernacle. Flesh is the house that you live in. The old man is the old inner man, the old nature. The old man is destroyed. Now watch it. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Well, now, what died when God saved me? What died? What died? Now, let me show you something. Now, you'll excuse me, please, because I don't like to think about it. I used to beg, borrow, lie, cheat, and steal to get one bottle of beer or one drink of liquor. Now, in the story of my life, many of you have read how that I broke into a place, my buddy and I, and we went back the next night, and we would have been killed because the owner was sitting close by behind a little bush with a double-barrel shotgun, and he was going to blow the brains out of the persons who were breaking into his establishment. Now, we were breaking in because we knew there was some liquor in the back. And we stole liquor the night before, and we were going back to steal, and the automobile broke down and stopped running, and we didn't get there, and if we had, we'd both be in hell today, and I wouldn't be preaching. Now, I've said that to say this. Are you listening? I used to beg, borrow, cheat, lie, and steal. Of course, that's been 31 years ago plus. I've been saved over 30 years, over 31 years. And I would beg, borrow, lie, cheat, steal, do anything to get a drink. Now, I can truthfully say, since God saved me, there hasn't been a beer bottle, a liquor bottle, a wine bottle, a gin bottle, vodka, anything else. There hasn't been a liquor glass, a wine glass. I haven't had one sip or one spoonful of liquor, wine, or beer, or any intoxicating drink since God saved me. Now, the day God saved me, the old Oliver Green died. This is a new Oliver Green you're talking to. Are you listening to this talking? This is a new man in the same body. Now, these hands and feet and eyes and ears and my hair and my face and my back and my legs, that's not me. If I should tumble out of this chair at my desk, or if I should fall over on my desk right now dead, and my loved ones and my workers should come into this studio and find me slumped over on the desk dead, Oliver Green's hands, feet, eyes, ears, teeth, tongue, legs, arms, they'd all be here. But I would be motionless. I would be, if I'd been there long enough, stiff and cold in death. Why? Because Oliver Green moved out of the body, the house. Now, listen, beloved, the Bible doesn't make any apology for stating the truth. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth." And some of you don't know the truth because you haven't been preached. You haven't had the truth preached where you go to church. He that is dead is freed from sin, and we're dead. We're crucified with Christ. When Christ died on Calvary, all believers died with him. When we embrace him, when we trust him, when we receive him, when we eat the bread and drink the blood, I mean, I'm not talking about communion, I'm talking about the Word of God. I don't believe in transubstantiation. I believe, God bless you, the Word is the blood and the flesh and the spirit and the life. And when we appropriate and assimilate the Word of God and receive Jesus, we're crucified and we die. Well, now, for instance, in Colossians 3:3, ye are dead and your lives are hid with Christ in God. You're dead and your lives are hid with Christ in God. Now, watch it. He that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Hallelujah. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 14, sin shall not have dominion over you. Now listen to this. Listen to this. There is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. They walk not after the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son, the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Condemned sin, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now watch this. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it cannot be subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now listen to this. Listen to this. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, you see, this is a new Oliver Green. This Oliver Green has existed since God redeemed me. Now, so far as God is concerned, I never existed until the day I trusted Jesus and he saved my soul. Now, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. But you see, the born-again man sinneth not, because God's seed remains in him. The word, the incorruptible seed, remains in the man that is born again, and he cannot sin. Read 1 John 3:9 and believe it, because there's not a thing you can do about it. Read 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, when a person is born of God, they are dead and their lives are hid with Christ in God. We live in the flesh, but we're not of the flesh. We are of the Spirit. We're sons of God and citizens of heaven. Hallelujah. Do you know beyond any shadow of doubt that you're born again? Do you know that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you do not, bow your head and close your eyes and ask God to save you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, save every soul that's under conviction for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to let you know that we are now in the second and final week of our Gift Offer P. Our Gift Offer P contains a CD, a brand new offering here at the Gospel Hour, plus a book of sermons by my dad, and finally, 10 copies of one of our most popular 4-page tracts. And this is all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Now, if you can send more, if the Lord lays it on your heart to send more, I urge you to do so. $30, $40, even more will certainly be used, and we will thank you so much for that, because we use it to get the gospel out here at the ministry. But if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for gift offer P, I'm going to send you first 10 copies of our soul-winning booklet, Have You Heard? Now, after you get these, as you look through them and hand out the 10, I'm sure you'll want to order more, and you certainly may do that. We'll tell you how in your package. But I want to point out why this is one of our most popular four-page tracks. On the front is Have You Heard with a big question mark. Then, inside, you say that John 3:16 is quoted, then another that, then Isaiah 53:6, and so on. Then it says, do you know that? And then some more scriptures. Do you understand that? And more scriptures. A very, very powerful four-page tract. Then we have Glimpses of Heaven. Now, this is another book that we put together here at the Gospel Hour, a perfect bound book, 164 pages long, 5 great sermons by my dad, all talking about heaven. I enjoyed reading these sermons so much that I wanted to put them in this book for you. 164 pages, perfect bound. Finally, The Gospel in a Nutshell. This is a CD containing 2 messages by my dad and several songs to go along with the theme. Now, these are 2 great sermons, not consecutively preached on the radio, but I loved both of them and thought they went together very, very well. I'm sure you'll enjoy listening and be able to use this in your witnessing. So to get all 3 of these, just ask for offer P and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.